listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cobos Q in Edo. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Joining us now on the HRMP guest line is our colleague, Patrick Creighton. Love PC. He's broadcast the Sugarland Space Cowboy game. He was on the call yesterday with Hunter Brown on the bump. He'll be on the call again tonight on ESPN 92.5. Now, he won't be calling Corey Lee. We'll ask PC about him in just a second. Corey Lee has been called up by the Houston Astros. Jason Castro going on the IL. Not sure what. I don't remember him getting hurt at all. But Castro's headed to the IL. Corey Lee is headed up to the Houston Astros for the first time. We'll see if he gets a start over the next day or two. But Patrick Creighton, thanks so much for making some time hanging out with us. First and foremost, I wanted to ask you about Hunter Brown. He's lighting it up for the Space Cowboys. Did that again yesterday with you on the call. 6 shutout innings, striking out 7, 242 triple A ERA. What do you think the Astros have with the prospect Hunter Brown?
I think right now, watching the way he pitches, the type of stuff that he has, the command he has, I think he's a legitimate number two type pitcher right now. Like, he's got that kind of potential. He could be a legit number two. There is not anybody that I expect to be on the trade market this year that I would give up Hunter Brown's deal for. Absolutely nobody. That guy looks like he is going to be the real deal, and he is their number one pitching prospect in the organization. Wouldn't trade him for anybody right now.
All right, PC, with that being said, we've already heard that Click has contemplated finding a way to put him on the major league roster between now and the playoffs, and if that means putting him in the bullpen, so be it. I have been kind of adamant in saying, if you know this is what he does and he does best, and you know as well as I do, there's a big difference in terms of your prep and your arm and everything else going from one to the other. Why would you screw with him when you have all the starting pitching you have? Why would you screw with him and risk putting him in the bullpen this year in the major leagues?
I'm not a fan of the idea of taking a guy that you're grooming to be a starter, that you have high expectations for, and putting him in the bullpen. Well, we've seen them do this before. We've seen them do this with Christian Javier a lot. We saw them do it with Lance McCullers earlier in his career, especially when they got into the postseason in 2017. Lance McCullers and Charlie Morton were kind of the tandem team together. And if you're going to use him in that type of role, then, okay, makes a little bit more sense. But it is, and Joel, you know this, you pitched, it is very different going from being a starter and having a routine and taking in ball every 5 days, your long tossing in between all your program, and being a reliever where you're expected to be able at any moment grab a baseball, warm up in 6 minutes, and be ready to go. Normally, like most starters, like that's absolutely the other end of the spectrum for what they do. It's a totally different mindset, and you guys remember John Smoltz when he had some elbow injuries. They moved him to the bullpen, and he was a top closer for a while, but he wanted to go back to being a starter. And one of the reasons he gave for being a starter was, he said, it was putting a lot of toll on his arm to have to warm up in a hurry, that it became increasingly more difficult for him to do so. It is very different. Not everybody can do it, and you don't really know what you're going to get. You'd certainly want to see him pitch in the bullpen before you brought him up and put him into any kind of high-leverage situation.
It's Patrick Creighton joining us on the HRMP guest line. And as you know, Brown has pitched out of the bullpen a little bit this year, but you mentioned it's always as a tandem. Like, he knows when he's coming into the game. He's coming into the game in the fifth. I think he backed into Jake Odorizzi's first rehab start with Sugarland. What's your hunch, though? Because listening to James Click talk about it, he said, you know, I think we could use somebody in the bullpen and it wouldn't hurt his long-term success as a starter, because they do view him as that. We saw David Price do that as a rookie. We saw Corbin Burns do it a few years ago as well. What's your gut feel with how they use Hunter Brown this season? Do you think he pitches with the Astros in 2022?
I do think he will be up with the Astros. Look, he's shown last year, this year, he's among the top pitchers in AAA. He's ready for a promotion. Fortunately, the Astros, even with their injuries, don't have a pressing need to call him up and start, because the depth that they've had at the starting pitching position, they haven't had to go more than seven deep. And so, you know, it usually takes between 8 to 10 starting pitchers to get through a season. So far, the Astros have been able to do it essentially, you know, only down McCullers and Odorizzi. So that the fact that those guys have continued to pitch and pitch well, and you've seen them absolutely dominate two of the best offenses in baseball in the Mets and the Yankees last week and a half. The starting pitching has been terrific for the Astros, and I do think if Hunter Brown comes up, that tandem style where he knows, okay, look, you're going to come in the fourth inning, the fifth inning, you're going to come in to start, so it's going to be a clean inning. That's how you're going to come in. He can still prep himself the way he would normally prep himself. So, okay, I'm coming in the fourth or the fifth inning. Go through his whole routine. A lot of starting pitchers, they have like an hour-long routine on game day to get themselves going. So he'd be ready to go, and I think that might be the best way to use him, at least initially when he would have first come up. But I also think that because of the Astros' depth in the starting rotation, when we get to playoff time, some of those guys are going to wind up going to the pen, and that's going to, you know, move some of the weaker arms, you know, off the playoff roster. And I think outside of Verlander and outside of Fromber, we'll see a lot of guys wind up pitching that tandem style when we get into the postseason of the Astros.
Pat, when you knew that you were on center stage calling Brown's game last night, we had the guy that did Strasburg's games on, and he over-rehearsed everything. How many times did you use a line like, he smoked that one like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas?
I've always tried to make it a habit to never say stuff like that. Because when I would listen,
you're the counter opposite of the guy we had on.
I would hear that type of stuff, and I'd just like, you've got to be kidding me. I am not the cliche guy. That's not me. That drives me crazy.
Patrick Creighton of late hits, calling the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as well last night, doing it again tonight, filling in for Gerald Sanchez. You can listen to it on ESPN 92.5. Corey Lee got the call-up. Jason Castro placed on the IL. You know, Lee's offensive numbers, not tremendous, hits for some pop. What have you seen from Corey Lee this season, the few times you've been able to take a look at him?
So, unfortunately, most of the times I've gotten to see Corey Lee, he's been DHing.
Yeah.
But the book on Corey Lee is he's got a terrific arm. He's got a really good arm. He's a power bat. He's got up to 11 home runs right now. So he's one of the best power hitting catchers in AAA. The average still needs some work. The pitch recognition still needs some work. But he's a young guy, and he certainly is someone who has a lot of potential. They expect a lot from him. You figure if the pitch recognition improves, the average will inherently improve as well. But the power is very real, and you know, that you have a catcher who can hit power to all fields. You know, he can put it out to center. I mean, he's got legit power. They've got a lot of high hopes, and he came into the season as a number one prospect in the organization. So getting to see a look of him, I think, I don't know how much he'll play. I mean, I would expect, you know, he's going to fill that backup role the same way Castro did. But it'll be interesting to see him get a couple starts, see if he can get something going, because the power is definitely legit.
So, Pat, you've seen them all now. We've heard Leone in the past. We've heard Lee. You just talked about Brown. We know the Astros have said they're probably going to at least be, they'll be kicking the tires looking around at the deadline. Are there any guy? You said Brown is a guy that you would not consider giving up for just about anything. What about the other guys? Are there any can't-miss prospects, as you just kind of broke down Lee? And like I said, we've looked at Leone and some of the other guys. Is there anybody you've seen that you said, well, they can't afford or they should not give up this guy no matter what?
Knowing what the Astros, you know, kind of recent trade history has been under James Click, they haven't really gone out and made the big splash. If they were to go out and make the big splash and, let's say, go for a Wilson Contreras or a package deal of Wilson Contreras and David Robertson, because they're going to want another power arm in the back of the pen, if that type of deal were to come in, Hunter Brown is the only guy that I'm saying is a definite no. But I also don't think you need to give up multiple higher-end picks. Like, for example, if that deal were to come about, I don't think you're talking about giving up, say, Corey Lee and Pedro Leon. I think you're giving up one or the other.
Yeah.
And then you're putting together a package of some lesser guys to go along with it. Both of those guys are free agents at the end of the year, so that doesn't mitigate their value. The only issue with Contreras is there might be a hot market for Contreras. He's maybe the best catcher in the game right now. The Mets are struggling in the catcher position. They just got James McCann back. He missed most of the season. The Yankees are struggling at the catcher position. They're certainly not going to sit on their laurels. So there could be a hot market for a guy like Wilson Contreras. But if the Astros are going to make a position move, that's the most logical, best upgrade one to make.
Pat Lamont tweeting us and saying, Killer Bees, what have y'all done to Patrick Creighton? The dude sounds like he's been spayed. Is that even PC? What's going on, Pat?
Drained after last night?
I sound like what?
He says that you sound like you've been spayed.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm having trouble understanding what you're
saying. That's all right. Pat, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us about what's going on out on the farm with Sugarland. Have a great call tonight. What's the schedule look like for late hits with the holiday week next week?
So, as far as I know, we're all off on Monday, so late hits should be back by Wednesday of next week. And I'll probably be on the call with the Space Cowboys tonight and through the weekend.
Outstanding.
Have a good call, Pat. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes.
Appreciate you, fellas. Thanks.